My dear brother bishops and brother priests, brother deacons, fellow religious, sisters and brothers in Christ, families of those to be ordained, and especially the candidates for ordination. Just recently, a famous commentator for the New York Times, David Brooks, wrote a new book entitled The Road to Character. In it, he describes how we human beings should strive to be women and men who have principles in our lives. And at the beginning of the book, he talks about two kinds of virtues. One group he refers to as resume virtues, and the other group he calls eulogy virtues. Resume virtues are the virtues we bring to the job market. Eulogy virtues are the virtues we hope people talk about us when we die. Resume virtues include things like how educated we are, how energetic we've been, what kind of jobs we've had, how clever we are at making money, and things like that. Eulogy virtues are virtues like kindness, forgiveness, being brave and being honest, loving our family. One set of these virtues, the resume virtues, we use to promote ourselves. The eulogy virtues are the kind of virtues we need to serve other people. Now, most of us say that the eulogy virtues are the most important of the virtues. But at the same time, most of us actually act like the resume virtues are the more important. That's where we spend most of our time. Today's gospel, which was a very short reading, focuses on the primary eulogy virtue for those of us who want to be Christians, and that virtue is selflessness. It was a pattern of Jesus's life. He was selfless when he poured himself out to become one of us in the incarnation, and he was selfless in pouring himself out in redemptive love on the cross. So this selflessness should be the pattern of Christian life for all of us here in this room who want to be disciples of Jesus. It is also the foundation of holy orders and the essence of the diaconate. Listen once again to Jesus as he speaks to us in today's gospel. Very truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. Now, the opposite of selflessness, which Jesus embodied, is self-centeredness, which leads to many unfortunate directions. Selflessness leads to love. Self-centeredness leads to being selfish, using other people for ourselves. It leads to pride, thinking we are better than others, ignoring our faults and inflating our accomplishments. It leads to comparing ourselves with others and putting them down, seeking recognition, and being oversensitive to slights and snubs, which all of us experience. Selflessness is about placing others first, beginning with God. It means giving up our autonomy, like Adam and Eve, who loved to do it their way, and to begin to be, in a thorough way, dependent on God, our Creator. Selflessness also means quieting the self in our relationship with others. It places them first, your spouses, your children, your neighbors, your co-workers, and, after you're ordained, your fellow members of the church. My dear brothers, today you offer yourselves to Jesus as a sacrament or sign within the church of Jesus the servant who washed the feet of his disciples. In this sacrament, he enters your life in a new way, configuring you and all you're about to himself, Jesus the servant. And since this is true, I ask you to listen once again to the instruction of St. Paul from today's second reading, from his first letter to the Corinthians. He told you that your new ministry is an act of God's mercy. It's not something you've accomplished on your own because you're bright or because you're generous. Your ordination, the Sacrament of Holy Orders today, is an act of God's mercy to you. It becomes, through that, a source of your sanctification. And it's also an act of mercy towards the church as you serve them as Christ the servant. Reflect the mercy of God in all you say and do. St. Paul tells us in that reading that we need to preach Jesus as Lord and ourselves as the people's slaves for the sake of Jesus. And of course, it's very important to practice what you preach. You know, Jesus is to be the Lord of your life. You submit everything in your life to him, and to serve the people he sends you to as his slaves. Again, in this reading, St. Paul tells us, always remember that you hold the treasure of holy orders in earthen vessels, so that the power may be seen as God's. I hope you know that you're earthen vessels. You break very easily. Without God's strength, you're not strong at all. You need to remember that as you begin this extraordinary gift of service in the life of the church. And so, my dear brothers, our prayer, the prayer of your families, your brother deacons, the rest of us in this gathering, our prayer for you today also comes from the words of St. Paul. May God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, shine in your hearts to bring to light the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. May you give him glory. Unfortunately, I don't speak Spanish, and a significant number of people in our community today are primarily Spanish speakers, so I've asked this lovely wife of one of those to be ordained deacons to help me in this part of my reflections.
Desafortunadamente, yo no hablo español y mucha de nuestra comunidad aquí presente es de lenguaje en español. So me ha pedido a mí que por favor haga una traducción del mensaje que él quiere dar.
As you all know, at least I hope you know, we are celebrating a world meeting of families here in the Archdiocese in September.
Como todos saben o si no saben, celebramos este año el Encuentro Mundial de Familias aquí en la Arquidiócesis de Filadelfia en septiembre.
And this has led me to be thinking about families all the time.
Y esto ha hecho que esté todo el tiempo pensando en las familias.
And as I was preparing for this homily, I thought of the families of those being ordained as deacons.
Y según me estaba preparando para esta homilía, estuve pensando en las familias de estos diáconos.
First of all, I want to thank you.
Primero que nada, le quiero dar las gracias.
None of us comes into being on our own.
Ninguno de nosotros somos en nosotros mismos solos.
We have mothers and fathers.
Tenemos madres y padres.
Most of us grow up in families with brothers and sisters.
Muchos crecemos en familias con hermanos y hermanas.
Most of the men being ordained as deacons today have wives.
Y muchos de los aquí presentes hoy para ordenarse diáconos tienen esposas.
So what we do today takes place in the context of the family.
Lo que estamos haciendo hoy se va a hacer en el contexto de la familia.
Our good seminary has been training these men to be deacons.
Nuestro buen seminario ha estado entrenando a esos hombres para ser buenos diáconos.
And I'm grateful to the faculty and staff for doing this.
Y estoy agradecido a todas las personas que estuvieron haciendo esto a través de este tiempo.
But they've been trained a lot more by their families.
Que han sido entrenados mucho más por sus familias.
Beginning with their parents.
Empezando por sus padres.
And continuing with their spouses.
Y continuando con sus esposos o esposas.
But also our children teach us how to be fathers and families in a rich and new kind of way.
Pero también nuestros hijos nos enseñan a ser padres de familia en una forma bien enriquecedora.
So please thank, my dear brothers, please thank your parents, whether they're living or deceased.
Por favor, nuestros hermanos, denle gracias a sus padres, estén vivos o muertos.
You should be thinking of them today.
Debemos estar pensando en ellos hoy.
Also thank your wives.
También denle las gracias a sus esposas.
Who have not only been patient with you as human beings,
sino que no solamente han sido pacientes como seres humanos,
but have been patient with you and the church,
pero han sido pacientes con ustedes y con la iglesia,
as you are being trained to be deacons,
según han sido entrenados para ser diáconos.
You know, once a married man becomes a deacon,
una vez un hombre casado se convierte en diácono,
he actually has two wives.
Actualmente tiene dos esposas.
The one he married some time ago,
con la que se casó hace un tiempo atrás,
and the one he marries today in the church,
y con la cual se casa hoy en la iglesia.
That's why in the Western tradition,
por eso en el oeste, en la tradición oeste,
our priests remain unmarried.
Nuestros diáconos y nuestros sacerdotes se mantienen célibes.
Our priests remain unmarried.
Sí, los sacerdotes no se casan. I'm telling them not to get married. They're already married. I'm sorry. I'm kind of nervous here.
She's doing a great job. She's doing
Thank
a great
you.
Job. But
Trying.
I understand enough Spanish to know if...
Él entendió que lo dije mal.
But anyway, the reason priests remain unmarried is because the church becomes our family.
La razón por la cual los sacerdotes no se casan es porque la iglesia se convierte en su familia.
So if a married man becomes a deacon, he has his biological family, and he also has the church as his family.
Si un hombre se convierte en diácono, entonces tiene su familia biológica y su familia de la iglesia.
So I thank the families of those to be ordained.
Le doy las gracias a las familias de aquellos que van a ser ordenados.
For welcoming the new members of your family.
Dándole la bienvenida a ustedes como familia de la iglesia.
And we will be competing for his attention and his love.
Estaremos peleando por su atención y por su amor.
And that makes it difficult.
Y lo hace un poco difícil.
I always tell the deacons who are married that their wife is their first responsibility.
Yo siempre le digo a los diáconos que su esposa es su primera responsabilidad.
But it becomes difficult for everyone to handle the complexity of ministry as a married clergyman in the church.
Pero se vuelve un poco difícil y complejo cuando tú estás casado con una persona que es un clero de la iglesia.
So thank you very, very much.
Pues gracias, gracias.
And we know that as these men are offered to God as the sacrament of Christ in the presence of the church,
según estos hombres se entregan al Señor en el sacrificio de entregarse al Señor en la presencia de la iglesia,
they bring you with them before the throne of God.
Ustedes vienen con ellos ante el trono de nuestro Señor.
As those who are closest to their hearts.
Como aquellos que están cerca de su corazón.
So you have a special place in their ministry in the church.
Tienen un lugar muy especial en el ministerio de la iglesia.
May God bless all of you.
El Señor los bendiga a todos.
And you did a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You did a very good job.